We continue our interview with 39th District Representative Peggy McGaugh, discussing the financial headaches that COVID-19 has caused to the state's budget, like rural broadband and expanded Medicaid, if approved by voters later this summer.
The shortfalls to state revenue are estimated to be $500 million or more. As a member of the House Budget Committee, what's your committee's recommendation for this financial situation?
So this year started out like any normal year. And then when the pandemic pushed back and we basically lost 6 weeks out of the session, by the time we got back, the budget had started to look totally different. It's now very fluid. After the governor allowed people to not have to pay their income taxes until July, the revenue in the second quarter now pushed it to the third and the fourth quarter. So we will definitely have to go back in a special session and look at the numbers as bad as they are. And we know that we will have to make more cuts to come in the future.
Right now, it appears that universities and colleges are going to get some significant cuts. What else do you foresee getting cuts, or is everything on the table?
I believe that the colleges and universities did receive the bulk of the first round of the governor's withholds and were set to receive one of the largest cuts statewide, being up to 10% at the time. They understand. They understand the seriousness, and they also know that they have a way to bring in their own revenue. It made sense at the time to cut that type of education, and certainly not public schools, K through 12 schools.
Will it impact the healthcare sector?
The healthcare sector as far as Medicaid funding?
Medicaid, hospitals of that nature.
The Medicaid funding is going to be a severe problem because of the people that now have been off work during this pandemic and they couldn't afford to pay their, if they weren't being paid by their employer, they couldn't afford to pay their health insurance. The first thing they're going to do, probably, if they need to, is apply for health insurance through the state.
How much comes from the federal funds for Medicaid? Or does the state generate a percentage and the feds generate another percentage?
Yes, that is correct. It is a large amount, and we are told that the percentage increases if we do pass the initiative petition. My worry is, with everything else falling out of the general revenue portion of the budget, where would we find that percent, even if it's a smaller number?
Since we spoke with Representative McGaugh, Governor Parson announced yesterday that Medicaid expansion will be on the August ballot. We also talked about the expansion of rural broadband, and that need has become even more apparent during the pandemic.
Unfortunately, it was one of the things that got cut. Well, then when the COVID-19 appeared, it made it very crystal clear that the access to high-speed internet was such a necessity with the kids being home. And so a quick bill was done that basically was an omnibus. And so now that bill extends the Missouri Broadband Grant Program into the future. When we were able to regroup, we were able to allocate the $12 million in the CARES Act funding. So see, that's now federal because it ties in with the school education component now.
With more motorists at home because of the pandemic, fuel tax revenues have tanked, affecting future construction and maintenance of roads and bridges. Funding MoDOT is one of McGaugh's priorities.
I went to Jefferson City supporting efforts to provide adequate long-term funding for our state's transportation system. So the 17 cents per gallon rate was last increased in 1996. So because of the cost of living, today that has the purchasing power of only 6 cents. Now our potential funding from that gas tax is less than half of what it could purchase 20 years ago. So that's a problem. We need to find a better way in which to fund the Missouri Department of Transportation.
For KMZU News, this is Joellen Black.